Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Russell Brown is here, too. Russell's an old friend of ours and an original member of our Brain Trust. He's in his eighth year now with us. How about that? He's 7.5 years we've been working with Russell Brown. He's our business buying and selling expert. He's one of the top experts on that topic in the world. He's written a number of books on that topic, including Preparing Your Business for Sale and Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. And he has an outstanding computer program called the Biz Pricer that I sure certainly recommend to you. And he's our good friend. Russell, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. I'm really back. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. And it's always fun to talk about buying and selling businesses, because that's one of the big things that's going on in the marketplace out there. And folks, I'd like to remind you that if you go to our website and look for Russell's name up in our Brain Trust list, or if you go to the archives list and find the business acquisition link, you'll see the body of work that Russell has deposited with us over the years that'll give you basically, you know, anything that you need to know about buying or selling a business. You can listen to that and on the show, and it's all there available for free. Thanks to Russell, and thanks to my organization and our corporate partners. And so, Russell, thank you for depositing all that really important information with us over the years.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Jim, and I know you're doing a great job for your listeners, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Well, we've had a little fun, too, haven't we?
Oh, yes. always have fun.
Russell, we're talking today about one of the most interesting things about buying a business, and I'm going to dare say that if you ever, anybody who ever buys a truly small business, and I mean one that maybe doesn't have all the, you know, doesn't have a CFO, doesn't have audited financial statements, et cetera, but a true small business, more like a mom and pop kind of an operation, anybody who's ever bought that has run into this issue. Tell us what it is.
Well, it's something called unreported cash revenues, or cash sales. And it's sort of a part of the business that no one ever talks about it. So this is kind of we do on this program, but very rarely also. But what we're talking, of course, the broad overall subject that we're talking about is buying or selling a business, and so this issue is part of that, because when you, as a seller, want to sell your business, you're trying to get the most money for it, present it in its best light, and convince someone that it is a good investment for them to make. And as a buyer, you want to know how much money you're going to be able to get out of this business, what the cash flow is going to be, and all of those things, so as to put a proper price on the business and to get your operating capital in place before you take it over, and so on. And sometimes obscuring this process is the fact that the business owner has, because of the nature of the business, there's cash involved, and sometimes it's pretty easy to slip some cash in your pocket without reporting it into your bookkeeping system.
Right.
And
happens all the time, even though, much to the IRS's chagrin, it is a reality, isn't it?
It's a reality. It's certainly illegal. It's not correct to do it, but it is.
No, it's not. It's illegal to do it and not report it. It's not
exactly
illegal to put it in your pocket. It's your business if you own the company, but it's illegal to put it in your pocket and not report it.
Exactly.
Tax avoidance is your right. Tax evasion is illegal.
Yes, well said.
And well, actually, Justice Brandeis said that first. but go ahead.
So the situation frequently develops in trying to sell a small business where the business potential buyer will hear from the seller, oh, well, yes, but, you know, that those are the reported sales, things in bottom line and profit. Now, that's what's reported, but wink, wink, really,
nudge, nudge,
there's
right.
more.
Yeah, or the good one. I've actually seen this happen before. Somebody would be talking about buying a business, and the person would hold up a ring, a diamond ring, and say, "How do you think I paid for that?" And this is when you know, cold sweat pops out on your forehead, and you look around, and you just know that you're being set up to be arrested or something. this is going to be like a sting or something. They're trying to get you to take the bait. Stand by, Russell. Russell Brown is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's our good friend. We're going to be right back. We got a lot more to come after these messages. Here's Dire Straits to take us out. Welcome back. It's 1710. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out soon and take advantage of all the free stuff there, including so many things that Russell has deposited on our website over the years. Russell Brown is our guest. He's the author of a number of books on buying and selling a business, strategies for successfully buying or selling a business, which received the Kiplinger Award, by the way, folks, and also BizPricer, which is an outstanding computer program that will help you do an excellent job of, and basically follow through on all the things that you've taught us over the years, won't it, Russell?
Yes, absolutely.
And tell us how to get it.
Okay, well, just visit the website at businessbookpress.com, and I have all of these things that you've been talking about featured there, the books, the software, and we have some other collected books and guides and things, all selected as the best in the field of buying and selling businesses.
Now, the software program, Russell, if they want to go ahead and download it, they can do that. They can have it today if they download it. But if they want you to, you'll go ahead and send them their own hard copy, their own CD, won't you?
Yes, of course.
A
lot of people want to have that CD as a backup.
Exactly. Now, what are you going to do for my audience? How are you going to sweeten the pot a little bit for my audience? Just for my audience.
Well, if you let me know that you're a listener, I'll give you a 10% discount.
All right. See, I'm always negotiating for you, folks. I'm trying to save you money here. So a 10% discount. I appreciate that, Russell. That's a good deal. Folks,
okay.
Check that out at businessbookpress.com. And anything Russell has is the best. But don't forget can they do a little road test of the BizPricer?
Well, what we have is a complete layout of the screens and reports that get printed out.
So they can see what they're going to be getting when they just by noodling around on your website.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Folks, if you're thinking about buying a business or selling a business, even if you're going to sell one, you need to know what your buyers are going to be thinking about. This would be a good program for that, too. So if you're going to be selling your business, even if it's 4 or 5 years out or so, you need to start thinking about these things. Because, Russell, as you've taught us over the years, you don't need to wait till you're ready to sell it to start getting your business ready to sell.
No, and in fact, you shouldn't wait until you're ready to sell it to get it ready to be sold. You should be thinking about that every day that you own the business.
Right. So if you're taking unreported cash, and we're not, and if as one of my friends says, if you know what we mean, and we think you do, if you're taking unreported cash, you're not going to be able to convert that to a times earnings kind of a value for your business. So you got to change that. Why do people do unreported cash? Is it just to avoid taxes, or is it just something so compelling about putting that cash in your pocket?
Well, it probably is both, but obviously the key issue is to avoid the taxes, paying
right.
taxes on it. You know, again, we don't certainly condone that in the least, but it's just a fact of the business life that it sometimes happens, especially in those businesses that have a high a fair amount of cash sales, where the public pays for the goods and services with cash.
Restaurants and a lot of consumer traffic, that kind of thing. You know, Russell, I don't know, and I know you've seen this too. How many times have you seen where somebody has a good business and it's a profitable business, but because of the way they handle the receipts that come in, and because they don't keep good accounting of their business, they think in their mind when they get ready to sell it, they believe it's worth $1 million. You know what? It might be, but they can't justify that based on their financials, can they? Because they've basically been robbing the business. They haven't been robbing themselves, maybe they think, but they've been robbing their business, haven't they?
Well, I'll tell you what. They've been robbing themselves because that cash, let's do a quick little math thing if we can. That cash, if it was reported, let's say, for the last year or two before you sell your business, you would pay perhaps 30%, 20%, 25%, 30%, 35%, depending on your tax bracket, of income tax on that cash that is now reported instead of unreported. Well, that's basically 0.3 on the dollar. When you go to sell your business, if you had that cash available to be shown on your income tax returns, in other words, provable income, a lot of businesses sell in the range of 2 to 3 times earnings. So let's say you've got a 3 times earnings business. Well, if you can prove it, then you're getting 3 times the dollar return on when you sell your business.
So in order to save 33 cents, you cost yourself $3.
You got it. And if
now that, you know, that, that's pretty,
understand,
I think even I can understand that, Russell.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't. They don't get it.
Well, and the reason I think, Russell, is because they're not thinking beyond the end of their nose. They're not thinking out into when they might actually sell this company. And, you know, another thing to realize, Russell, if that company ever gets into a bind and needs to borrow money, they have no record now that they can talk to their banker about to help that banker justify making you a loan.
That's another key point. It's exactly right.
And the other thing is the buyer of that business that who might buy it from you, they're going to use that money to borrow money. So if they could, if they've got some solid numbers, they can take to a bank to help leverage the whole deal. That may be where some of your money comes from, is from the bank loan, right?
Absolutely.
So folks, think about this. And when we come back, we're going to get Russell to tell us, what do you do when you find a deal like this and there's a lot of unreported cash, but you still want to do the deal? We're going to get Russell to help us with that right after these messages. It's 10 Till. Here's the Godfather of Soul. Take us out. And then it's crazy. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And Russell Brown is our guest, and we're talking about buying and selling a business. Russell, give us your website again, please.
Businessbookpress.com.
Businessbookpress.com. And that's where that 10% discount is, folks. I encourage you to go there. Be sure to tell Russell that you heard about him on this show, and you'll get that 10% discount and that I worked so hard to get for you, by the way. Russell likes to keep his money. I'm teasing. He's very generous, folks. I'm just teasing him. Russell, okay, so here's the deal. We've shown up at this business. We want it. We like it. I shouldn't say we want it. We shouldn't fall in love with a business, but it is a prospect for us. It's strategically located. It's strategically aligned in the marketplace. They've got the products we want. We think we can take this thing, even though we realize that it's being run in a rudimentary way. It's not a very sophisticated business. We're getting over the fact that they don't have great financials. We think we can come to terms on the price. But we've got to deal with this cash that we believe the owner when they say that they've got all this unreported cash that they're winking and nudging us to tell us about. We believe that, but how do we get them the value for that cash? How do we convert this fish to a fowl, so to speak? How do we do that?
Well, that's a very tough proposition, you know, because let me just tell you, I advise my buyer clients to not consider unreported cash or what the seller claims is cash, because you can't, it's almost impossible to prove it. So that's a difficult situation. And
can't you compare purchases and current inventory and things like that to sort of, I mean, if you wanted to do some forensics on that, or is that too much trouble?
Well, it depends, you know, and, you know, I'll just give you an anecdote of a situation I know that evolved, where a restaurant was claiming circumstances along the lines we were talking about, and a buyer was very interested, but the deal wouldn't work with the reported, you know, what was on the tax returns.
Right.
And so what they did is they took a two-week period and just, you know, at that time, and compared it to the 2 weeks of the previous
year. And collected everything. Yeah.
And then compared what was for that period. Now, there's a lot of variables here and a lot of potential flaws.
But 2 weeks is not a year make.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a month would have been better, 6 months even better, but you can't, you know, you got a time issue. And so anyway, they did it for 2 weeks, and as it turned out, it looked like the gross revenues were substantially higher for that two-week period, and there were no sales announced, or, you know, there was nothing that would could account for that, except perhaps, the issue of the cash. So that buyer felt comfortable, and they went on to purchase the business, and then since they operated it in a proper way. Now, there are other ways to do this. It's also called you can buy the business on a contingency basis, mm-hmm. where you buy it on a value based on the reported, the tax returnable, verifiable income and expenses for the business. And then you buy it based on the fact with a contingency that all revenues over some amount would be recompensed back to the seller after the fact. So it's sort of a contingency earnout kind of a sale.
So for example, let's say that you base the sale on $1 million in revenue. The seller is telling you there's at least $1.5 million here. I'm just not reporting it. Then you're saying you buy it based on the million, but you have a plan B if it goes to $1.5 million and you pay them some part of that?
Yes. Yes. It's an earn out.
Right.
The seller's never going to get the as much as they would have had if they had everything reported in the.
Right.
You know, and it's a complicated process. Your legal fees are much higher, so this doesn't work for very small businesses.
It may make the seller nervous too.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, you got to be very careful in all of this, because
right.
And this is why I advise my buyers stay away from the business that based on the tax returns is not a good deal. Don't buy it based on.
On the wink and the nudge money.
Well,
Russell, we got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time.
Businessbookpress.com.
Businessbookpress.com, folks. If you're buying or selling a business or think you ever might, you need to check out that website. Thanks, Russell. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.